there yourselves. We liked his voice so much, we put it in a podcast. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, when I walked into the studio this morning and producer Mark said, nice jacket, I yelled in his face, it's a shacket! It's a shacket. And what a shacket. Matt, since you bought a shacket, I can't stop buying shackets. And I think I have won the world of shackets in this tweed number.
Yeah, I like it. It's a really nice shacket, that is, yeah.
But it's not the only impressive piece of outerwear that's got my name on it right now, is it, Matt? And you brought this to my attention yesterday via Twitter. Tell everyone what's going on, because I'm having a little hiatus from Twitter.
Yeah.
So you send me anything you think I might need to know, which is a lovely thing to do.
Anything interesting. It was a guy called, we'll call him Randy, is what he calls himself on Twitter. He found in a charity shop a jacket, and on the label it says David Berry.
There's a designer.
There's a designer.
And clearly, looking at the jacket, an awful, awful designer.
And it's sort of written in sort of handwriting style, the label. Yeah.
Look at that label.
David Berry. It almost looks a bit like you've left, like children do when they go to school. You put a label with your name
in. When they get evacuated,
yeah.
It looks a bit like that.
It does look a bit like that. Yeah.
So it looks like my mum sewed my name into my coat and then I've left it in a shop.
And you're about to go to the countryside during the war.
Yeah, that's very true. So Randy took a picture of this they have used it in their window display, and that's always as a form
amazing.
Of visual merchandiser, I could say that's a big thing. And if that's the best this charity shop has got to offer, then I fear for whichever charity it's raising money for. I really
it's
do
it's alright. It's a sort of quilted sort of barber style.
Do you know, it's probably the hype beast will probably be wearing it.
He'll be wearing,
do you know what I mean? We're looking at this with disdain, but actually what you're going to find is a load of kind of Japanese tourists walking around Soho in it anytime now. Not that they'd all wear the same jacket. When I say a load, I meant they'd buy multiple jackets. Not stack each other up on the shoulders and try and get into the cinema. sorry, I tried to do that to see Batman when I was 12.
But horizontally, you were like a snake. Horrible.
Yeah, we rolled in. The guy had to kind of go to the front of the booth. And you're not trying to get in to see Batman, are you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So I'm pleased to tell you that it is not David Berry on the coat.
Oh.
It's David Barry.
Yeah, it did look a bit like it might.
It's because it was in that kind of autograph, kind of signature scroll. We couldn't quite make it out.
And nothing screams designer like Barry. You know, it's up there with Jean Paul.
Barry Gautier. One listener out there, thank you very much indeed, has sent us a link to David Barry's website.
Still going.
And good luck. And I love that. It's excellent. You know, anyone in the rag trade still going at it. Wonderful stuff. But the top line on the David Barry website is cheap coats and gilets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us here on the Breakfast Show, well, we're looking for Tom Walker in the Wicks virtual abode. Natch. Because that rascal has left a light on somewhere. And all you need to do to win yourself a Wicks gift card worth £250 is find out which room he's in with the light on.
Yeah.
My goodness. And joining us right now on line one is Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show on line two. We've got Angela. Hello, Angela.
Good morning, Dave.
Tracy, Angela, Tracy.
Morning.
Okay, guys, this is what's going to happen. You're going to take it in turns, working your way through the Absolute Radio virtual abode until you find the room where good old Tommy boy has left the light on. Tracy, you were selected at random first, so you're going first. Your options are, do you want to go and have a little look in the kitchen, the bathroom, the living room, the dining room, the main bedroom, or the spare bedroom?
Oh, well, if there's anything like my partner, all the lights would be left on. I'll go for the bathroom, please.
You're going straight to the bathroom. Let's see if Tommy Walker's in there. Here we go. Oh, unlucky. Angela, kitchen, living room, dining room, main bedroom or spare bedroom?
I'm going to go for main bedroom.
You're going to go for main bedroom. Let's have a little peek around the door.
I'll leave the
light on! Oh! was in the main bedroom. That's classic Tom Walker, isn't it? Yeah. Straight to the main bedroom. Angela, congratulations. You've won yourself a Wickes gift card worth £250.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, the only breakfast show in the world. That is one set of talky bits, but with nine different playlists. Download the free Absolute Radio app and you could have a Friday morning full of music from the 60s, 70s, the best country music on planet Earth. The choice is yours. You get more music and fewer ads. It takes about 20 seconds to sign up to the app. Right now, though, well, as billed, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, there's been a new Masked Singer unveiled on the American version of the popular TV show. They've had musical legends, big-name politicians, A-list celebrities.
Sorry, you've given me a platform to say this. And sorry to interject.
You're sick of it.
No, I'm not sick of it. I didn't think it was ever going to work, and it's worked.
It's worked.
It's worked on both sides of the pond. People love it. Bravo.
The Masked Dancer, I'm not so sure. I don't think you can tell who anyone is that's dancing. Yeah, it wasn't as big, I don't think.
Right.
But it did happen. And it'll probably happen again soon. But
sure you didn't dream it?
No, I'm definitely
not. People dancing in masks is what you dream about. I know you do.
No,
you've been watching Eyes Wide Shut again, haven't you?
He lives it. He doesn't watch it. He lives it.
Anyway, look, back to the topic.
Back
to the topic. The latest Masked Singer, Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, the Sex Pistols punk icon, has been performing in a mask on a primetime TV show in
the
States.
What was his animal?
Queen.
No. He's
gone full circle.
No, it's like a sort of evil jester clown.
It's really cool costume.
You'd imagine if he did it over here, we'd recognise his vocals straight away, wouldn't we? Surely. Mm. But actually, his singing's not too... It's still pretty good. He did a version of School's Out by Alice Cooper. I've listened to him in action.
He sounds good.
Is it? It's not that obvious. He's still got it, hasn't he?
Yeah,
certainly.
Very excellent. Good.
Yeah, so he's been... the other ones unmasked so far, Tony Braxton and Natasha Bedingfield.
Decent lineup.
Yeah.
My
exactly.
dream dinner party.
Done better than, Alan Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. Alan Johnson. That was amazing. I can't wait for it to come back to our TV screens in the UK soon. And the other story, this one is Stevie G obviously unveiled as the new Aston Villa manager. Stephen Gerrard upset Rangers fans in Scotland by leaving. But Mundial on Twitter put out a montage, a classic old clip that did the rounds a few years ago. Stevie G, when he was a player, used to start the answer to every interview question with, yeah, of course. He would always say, no matter what they were talking about, it's like, yeah, of course, it was a great game. And someone's done a montage of all of his yeah, of courses.
Tell me you've not got it. Please tell me you've got it.
In one place.
He mixed it up with yeah definitely
for a little bit. There's a little period maybe of 6 months, then definitely. He went back to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's funnier than it should be.
I remember a great one of Wayne Rooney just saying as well. Great. We'll post it up on the Absolute Radio Twitter feed. You can watch it for yourself. That is your social ammo action. It's viral. It's trending. It's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
And hoping to be the latest one of our winners is Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Nervous, but fine.
Well, it's lovely having you on. So I believe that you've packed your husband and your child off to the car outside the house and they're currently listening live whilst you play along.
Yes, that's right.
Would you like to give them a shout-out? Go ahead, Sandra, it's all yours.
No, I think they'd be embarrassed. I'll say hello to Adam, but I'll not say hello to my husband because he'll kill me.
Fair enough.
If they beep the horn in the car, would we be able to hear it from where you are in the house?
Yes, they would.
Listening. Yeah, there they are!
Wow, I thought we were on a bigger delay.
Yeah.
Wow. If anyone swears, there's nothing we can do.
No, I refuse. excuse to have a delay. Where's the fun in that, Blair? Where is the fun in that? Also, look how easily impressed we are. Somebody beat the horn in Scotland and we're all over
it.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Sandra, look, let's get down to business, shall we? Have you ever matched 5 out of 5? That's always my first question.
No, I've matched 4 out of 5. That's about my base.
Okay, well, that's good. That is good. Yeah, Glenn's right. Which member of the team would you most like to get on the random player generator?
Well, I had thought Matt yesterday, but my husband thinks it would be better match with Emma, so probably Emma.
Probably Emma. Okay, let's spin the random player generator. If it lands on Emma, I want you to beat that horn, nameless husband. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson. Matt Dyson.
Can you do a sad beep? Yeah. Can you make your car sound sad?
Just put your hazard lights on instead.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was quite melancholy.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to reverse slowly around a corner.
They're poor neighbours. It's going to be half 7.
It's illegal to beat you on at this time of the morning, isn't it?
Right, OK. Matt Dyson, right. You're in play,
good
my
luck,
friend.
Thank
you, thanks, Matt.
Sandra, as you are fully aware, I'm about to give you 5 words. I'll then give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. And if all 5 match, you're going to win £5,000. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Give me the first word that comes to mind when I say strong.
Weak.
Yes.
Nice.
D-U-S-T, dust.
Mate.
That's all right.
I would have said that, yeah. Mm.
Yes, okay. Lifetime.
Membership.
Nice.
Action.
Man.
Yeah. And finally, W-A-I-T, weight.
Go.
Okay, Sandra, nicely done. Stay right there. The hairy situation is back in play. Next.
5 words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson is back in the studio.
Yes. How'd it go?
I think it went okay. Sandra, how do you think it went?
Yeah, I think it went okay.
So I think it's okay. Right, now, yeah. Emma Jones, you rightfully as well raised concerns over the neighbours because we were getting Sandra's husband to beat the horn. I can reveal that Sandra's neighbour is her mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
close-knit family.
What, yeah. Just pure coincidence.
I only found out a few days ago.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you got it quickly. You come over for Christmas. Sandra, let's get down to business. Good luck. I want lots of honking from the car if we match words here. And the first word is... strong.
Weak.
Yes!
Yes!
Easy.
And hold for honk.
Yay! Yay!
Took a bit longer that time.
Is this a TV format? No, I don't know. Right, okay.
Yeah, I love it.
The next word is... I've got a feeling I know what you're going to say, but
really?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. What would you say for dust?
Buster?
Yeah. Oh, that's wrong. I thought you might.
The dustbuster.
Yeah, the dustbuster.
Vacuum.
In fairness, I say the same.
You're on commission from them, aren't you?
Yeah. Do they still exist?
With the surname Dyson, it was a strange move. Dust might is a very nice answer from Sandra.
Of course.
You've not won the money today, unfortunately, Sandra, but it's been so good having you show. Let's go through the others. What have you got for lifetime?
Achievement.
Membership.
Oh.
Action.
Man.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Good.
And finally, I think this is a tricky one. Maybe I'm incorrect. Yay, there it was.
Sad at that time.
Yeah, it was. Really sad.
Muted.
W-A-I-T, weight.
Weight.
Yeah.
Weight. Wait up.
Oh, well, actually.
Wait up.
Wait go, we had from Sandra.
Wait go.
Sandra, it's been lovely having you, your son, your nameless husband, and your car all on the show. Thank you very much indeed. Speak to you soon. Cheers, Sandra. This, of course, means we'll be playing again on Monday morning. If you'd like to have a go, call right now, 0330 123 1215. And don't forget, if you have an Amazon smart speaker, across the weekend, you'd ask it to open 5 words game. Get some practice.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Ask breakfast anything. Join in 8, 12, 15. Thank you for all of your messages so far. Many of them we can't read out, but I appreciate you sending them in anyway. We got this from James. He says, if you had to spend 24 hours handcuffed to another member of the team, who would it be and why? Oh, I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go, because you all have your benefits, you know. I want to go for Matt, only because he divulged, I think it was yesterday or the day before, to me that he's got into a really nice system of napping in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's true.
The only downside of that is if I wasn't feeling tired, then I just have to sit on Matt's bed and watch him sleep for a couple of hours. But I quite like the idea of us going full Bert and Ernie and just like laying in bed together in stripy pyjamas.
That's a good idea, yeah, I like it.
I would specifically say not Matt.
Oh.
Because I think who you're handcuffed to changes what situation you're actually in. So, for instance, if Emma and I are handcuffed together, then it's probably some charity thing or something like that. Whereas if Matt and I are handcuffed together, that's because we've been involved in some hunting accident in the woods or something. Like, that can't be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So specifically not Matt. I'm going for Matt. So who's Matt going for?
I'd probably go with Glenn, as long as he
No, I just leave me alone.
No, he doesn't want to.
As long as he doesn't wear that cardigan from Up the Week.
Oh dear, that was low. Emma Jones, handcuff yourself to me. No one's been getting handcuffed to Davey
Boy. No, I don't want to be handcuffed to any of you. If I had to, it would be Glenn, just because he could make me laugh, and I think it would be really boring to be attached to someone for the whole day.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah,
fair. What a glowing endorsement.
Thanks. Ouch.
Team.
Ouch.
The best of the bad bunch.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm saying thanks for you saying it would be really boring. Oh, that's really sweet.
There's a small chance you might make me laugh, so you. Yeah.
You'd be the least worst.
Okay, so thank you, James. Mm. Here we go. I hate this feature, I really do. Chez says, you've just become a new member of the Spice Girls. What would your Spice name be? Matt, I know this is an old joke. You've got to be Old Spice.
Old Spice.
No.
Yeah. Have to be, as the oldest member of the team.
Some way.
Yeah, if you believe the date of birth.
Hey. I think I'd just be Dave Spice. Dave Spice. It's not particularly creative, but it's Dave Spice.
I mean, it's easy to pick out in comparison to all the rest of the Spices. Scary sported Dave.
Glenn?
Well, they're not named after actual Spices. They're all just character traits and stuff like that. So I went for the most mundane one, which is cooperative. Yeah, cooperative Spice.
That's a great name.
You are quite cooperative. Yeah. As
well. I work well as part of a team.
Yeah. So, cooperative, old, and Dave is a new lineup to the Spice Girls. Emma?
Can I be Nice Spice?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a mission to prove to people that I am actually nice.
Well, I think last talking bit hasn't helped your case much, Emma, if I'm going to be completely honest.
I swear.
So, Nice Spice, Cooperative Spice, Old Spice, and Dave Spice.
Nice.
Selling out Wembley. This has just popped up from Andy. He says, morning, guys. What song would you love to play on Absolute Radio, but you know the bosses would never let you? We've got 9 different playlists. Download the free Absolute Radio app. There's plenty of great music for you to enjoy already.
Yes, okay, yeah.
But I think what we are lacking, and I have said this to the music team on several occasions, is the entire Vince DiCola training montage from Rocky IV.
Of course.
It's about 11 and a half minutes of pure synth action. I just think that, you know, it works on any day of the week as well. Monday blues, weekend motivation.
Yes.
We could just put it on. 11 and a half minutes, just go for it.
Vince DiCola, I've watched you dance to it, I think, late at night. We weren't even handcuffed together at the time.
That was embarrassing. That is a truce. That was after the battle. Media awards. Matt stayed at my house and I forced him to watch Rocky IV, and when the Vince DiCola training montage came on, I for some reason stood up and started dancing along to it.
I think that'd be great if everyone could see that.
And maybe that's why the bosses won't let us play it. They're doing me a favour. Emma Jones.
I'd like to hear Absolute Bardcore.
That's
medieval genre. Yeah. I think what we play in the social ammo isn't
it's
enough.
Not enough. Yeah, yeah, I like a bit of bardcore.
I hear you. I hear you.
You know the score.
Glenmore.
Well, only because this has been turned down by the bosses before, but usually, you know, in December we do Whamageddon.
Yeah.
And you have to go a whole month without... I previously suggested Tannenbaumageddon, which is the German 1824 song, O Tannenbaum. You've got to go a whole month without hearing O Tannenbaum. Really, really hard. But I think we should play it.
Do covers count, or are you out?
No, you're allowed covers. You're allowed O Christmas Tree, sure, yeah. But no Tannenbaum.
And finally, Matt Dyson, Andy's question to you. What song would you love to play on the Absolute Radio Network, but you know the bosses would never let you.
Anything by the Wurzels, probably.
Oh.
I'm a cider drinker. I'd have a whole spin-off station of Wurzels classics.
Would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wurzels Originals.
Yeah, Wurzels Originals. Nice.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as I just said, on Sunday the 21st of this month, Absolute Radio's big night of live stand-up comedy with the Teenage Cancer Trust returns to the London Palladium, and we've got a spot for someone out there in the Royal Box. Whenever that starts, I think it's going to be the theme to Jaws, which wouldn't be... doesn't work very well. You're going to see from the Royal Box... Frank Skinner, Dara O'Brien, Joe Lycett, Judy Love, Angela Barnes, Phil Wang, and our very own Glenn Moore. And Glenn Moore is going to be the judge, because all week we've invited a myriad of different listeners on to give us the shortest, funniest stand-up routine they possibly could. It could be topical jokes, dad jokes, knock-knock jokes, simply the best you've ever heard. And here's what's gone down.
I went for a job interview. The interviewer asked me, "Can you perform under pressure?" I said no, but I do a banging Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah!
Now, how do you track Will Smith in the snow?
I don't know. How do you track Will Smith in the snow?
You just follow the Fresh Prince.
Oh! I've also had my thesaurus stolen this week. I feel terrible. I also feel terrible.
Matt likes that. Matt's going to be using that. He's got his little notebook out and his tiny little pencil.
I use it at my next charity event.
Bono and Edge walked into a bar and the barman said, "Not you two again."
Hey! Now that is my favourite joke of the week. So there you go. It is over to Star of Absolute Radio Live, Star of Mock the Week. In fact, Glenn was on it just last night. Go catch up. Very funny. Very funny, funny cardigan.
I hate this. I'm going to go home.
No, not at all. Glenn, you've heard all the entries. We were sending them through to you as they happened live on air. You've judged it. How did you find it? Was it a tough decision or was it an outright
winner? Assess these things on, you know, sort of delivery, originality, you know, whether the jokes are in the public domain. Yeah. It was a tricky decision, but I do have a winner.
Okay. So the time has come to find out who is going to be in the Royal Box as we return to the iconic London Palladium for Absolute Radio Live. Glenn, who is the winner?
For telling a joke about a donkey having a lunch break that I really, really enjoyed, the winner is Laura!
Laura! You've done it! Congratulations!
Oh, my God.
Well done!
Wow, that's amazing.
Laura, I'm so pleased that you've won. Would you mind telling everybody, in case they missed it, what this incredible donkey joke is that sealed the deal for Glenn?
What does a donkey get for lunch? It gets half an hour like the rest of us.
Yay! What's not to love? Congratulations. Laura, who are you going to bring with you?
My fiancé, Chad, and a couple of our friends.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Fiancé, Chad, and a couple of friends. Laura, great having you on the show. Congratulations on a brilliant donkey joke, and we'll see you there.
Thank you.
Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell, not only for this morning, but for another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. It really is a charm having you on board. Now, of course, we wouldn't let you head into the weekend without a brand new edition of The Daily Podcast. Subscribe, rate and review wherever you do your pod business. Matt Dyson, The podcast naming bell was rung on the following occasions. David Barry, cheap coats and gilets.
Oh, yes, the real life brand.
It's not bleeding Blackpool Illuminations in here, Tommy Walker.
Yeah.
Nicholas Parsons cosplay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Beat That Horn, Nameless Husband.
What a moment that was.
And Wurzel's Originals.
Oh, it's tough. I think one of the highlights of the show was Beep That Horn, Nameless Husband.
Okay, Beep That Horn.
It should be marked.
Nameless Husband is the podcast that you're looking for. And know this, we'll be back Monday, 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.